And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Port Loma. We have a great guest for you today, legendary Captain Todd Manser from the Boardroom Charters. We're going to be talking some history of fishing here up in Dana Point and beyond. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's go time, San Diego. The Black Friday Sellathon is going on now. Our best selection of new Ford inventory is here. It's go time. Now get 1.9% APR for 60 months plus 1,000 retail bonus cash on a 2022 Ford F-150, Explorer, and Escape. The lots are filling up, so that means it's go time. Go to the Black Friday Sellathon at your San Diego County Ford dealer today. Now during the Black Friday Sellathon, get low leases on select 2022 and 2023 Ford vehicles. It's go time, only at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Hurry in, it all ends November 28th.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21352. Not available on Raptor, Super Crew Tremor, and Super Crew Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 3rd, 2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today's going to be. So long since we've got to have Todd in here. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah. Good morning, Todd Manser.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you. Belly up right up to that mic there, and you brought your lovely wife, Corinne, with you. Good morning, Corinne.
I did, yeah.
Good morning,
we made a trip out of this. We came down last night and got checked into the Holiday Inn and went and walked the boardwalk and ate at good old Ruth Chris. And,
nice.
Yeah, it was a nice night.
Well, yeah, beautiful night in San Diego. Yeah, for sure. So you and I, and well, everybody in the fishing industry go way back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm talking, geez, I mean, we started Let's Talk Hookup 31 years ago plus, and you were running the hook back then, right? 30 years ago, maybe?
Am I
dating ourselves correctly?
You are. Right? Was in here with you and Marty Milner.
Yeah, exactly. And Ricky was answering the phones.
Rick was answering the phones.
And unbelievable, but And now you're still running the yachts, big fancy yachts. This one's not quite as fast, but almost, right?
Yeah, it's not quite as fast, but it gets us there a little bit more comfortably. So
yeah.
Stabilizers and, you know, all the amenities that we have on board make it pretty nice.
Got all the stuff.
Yeah. Back when I had the Captain II, we were using American Pioneer sonar, you know, tool pods, man. And the boat was 26 knots. And I don't know if you guys are ever familiar with that sonar system, but I popped those pods all the time. And the only way to replace them was to haul the boat.
Haul the boat.
Because you couldn't retract them, so we had no hoist.
Oh.
So, you know, now having, you know, a little better sonar and a little slower boat, it never fails.
Yeah. you're in good shape. So tell us about the boardroom.
So the boardroom is a 65 Hatteras. We originally purchased the boat in 2005 after having a few great years of sword fishing on the Mirage, which we named the Captain Hook. And originally, we bought the boardroom as a private, you know, let's go fish marlin tournaments, have some fun boat. And in 2008, we all remember what happened. Things started to go a little bit crazy, and some ideas came up. And by 2011, I was parked at Dana Ware Sport Fishing, back where I was born and raised, Dock 1. And we were full swing, you know, six-pack charters, and built up a pretty good reputation. We've had some amazing fishing. I mean, gosh, over the past decade, I mean, it's just been incredible what we can go target these days. And so we primarily do 5-to-5 trips. In the beginning, we were doing overnight trips and multi-day trips and whatever you wanted, we were doing it. But now we've just kind of, we've kind of got it down to where we do local half day and all day. You can pick one of the two.
Yeah, and luxury.
And luxury, yeah. And we provide everything. So when you come on the boat, you don't have to bring anything with you.
Tackle, food,
The only thing we require you do is when you check in, if you don't have a fishing license, purchase your license. Everything else is on the boat. We provide all meals, beverages, snacks,
nice.
Fish cleaning, you know, Wi-Fi, satellite TV, air conditioning, heating, whatever it requires, we've got it.
Wow. And Dana says the perfect spot for that length of trip. You know, the coast is beautiful, the options are endless, bass fishing, rockfish fishing, all the offshore stuff that happens. It's such a good central spot for that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're right in the heart of everything. I mean, we can go south, we can go west. You know, we've got a pretty nice little coastline to fish. And, you know, like, what's really cool, we have a really nice relationship with our local resorts. So if you're up in, you know, our neck of the woods looking for a place to stay, I mean, there's so many great resorts, and those resorts treat me well. I mean, I get a lot of clients from the Montage, from Ritz-Carlton, you know, from Surf and Sand, from Pelican Hill, and they make great, you know, local half-day clients. You know?
Yeah, and what a great getaway weekend or weekday getaway or something. To do a little fishing, a little staying.
If you guys want a little bit more, and, you know, you guys got, you know, a little bit of extra dough, and you want to go fish in luxury, hop on the boat for a 5-to-5, let's go catch some bluefin. We had a great season last year. Yeah,
We were talking about it. You guys caught a lot of bluefin this year, huh?
Yeah, and it was funny. This last year, I think I only fished Clemente and Catalina less than a handful of times. Years prior, it seemed like, you know, we spent more time fishing the island than we did fishing bluefin. But I think part of the reason was when we switched from offering overnight trips to just doing 5-to-5, it limited our range. And so when that stuff was all on the back of Clemente like it was the last couple of years until this last season, you know, for the majority of the year, it made it difficult for us to get back there. And it was kind of a different situation. You know, a lot of biomass nighttime, you know, fishing and during the day, a lot of kite fishing. It was just kind of like World War III out there at times. And so we kind of stayed to that island fishing. This last season, though, however, you know, we had fished more to the inside, you know, of Clemente and backside of Catalina and up to the west end. And it gave us great accessibility, you know, for 5-to-5
cool.
trips. So we fished bluefin more than we fished anything this year. And then we had, you know, those days where, you know, that stuff was like spilt paint and all of a sudden it'd be, you know, scattered everywhere along the coast, and you didn't know if it was going to be in front of your harbor and, you know, 3 miles, you know, right there on the drop-off, or if it was going to be on the 14, or if it was going to be on the Avalon, or if it was going to show up on the 209. It just, you know, that spilt paint situation you get from from that bluefin tuna when it starts to move on that chovy and scatter.
Well, wherever it was, you were getting there in comfort and style.
Yeah, we're getting there. We were catching them, and it was kind of neat. You know, whoever came up with this idea of, you know, burning 30 gallons an hour to catch bluefin tuna. Sure.
So, yeah, now I was going to mention, in this month's edition of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, you chimed in on fishing Mad Max, right?
Yeah.
So and that's what you're talking about, throwing 30 gallons an hour,
yeah,
right?
So for a lot of guys, you know, trolling around at 12 knots may not be that expensive, but when you do it on a 65-foot Hatteras,
well, I don't know. It's pretty expensive on my boat, too.
Yeah. I got a skiff, and it's expensive. I don't know what boat it's not expensive to go at 12 knots.
Yeah, so we were burning, you know, about 30 gallons an hour to do that. But, you know, if you're smart about it, you pull them back in between schools and kick it up, you know, when you got on them. And, you know, so you troll around at 8 knots, and you kick it up to 12 when you knew you had a shot. And but I tell you what, for the people.
So that was kind of the key, is get in the zone where you know where they are, and then kick it up instead of burning tons of fuel.
Absolutely,
and running around.
Yeah. I mean, there were some blind strikes, you know, at 12 knots, but you know, if you fish schools rather than fishing blind, you know, you have better options. And
did you ever get a bite at 8?
I didn't. I got a bite at 10.
Okay.
I got a bite at 14.
Uh-huh.
But most of the stuff was right there, you know, at 12. And we were having a great time.
And what size Mad Max?
The 200 was the best. Yeah. It was. They were. God. Talk about a situation. You know, there was times where you could not find one.
Oh.
And so I had guys.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. So the key last year was knowing people. So it was huge. So finding those tackle stores that had no online presence and having a friend in, say, Maryland or Massachusetts or New Hampshire or Florida. Puerto Rico.
Fine, sorry.
Yeah, think about the number of those things that got thrown in a UPS box and thrown out this way.
And sending them this way. I had a client, and I want to just give him a shout-out, Central Coast Sport Fishing. Great guy. John comes out fishing with me every year with a friend of his. And he came down and fished with me and noticed that I was kind of low, and he goes, man, I got 30 of them.
Oh,
jeez.
And they haven't gone up there yet. So he fishes out of Morro Bay, and as you guys may know that, bluefin gives them a shot,
there,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Gets up there. And out of the kindness of his heart, he sent me a handful of Mad Max that got me through. I tell you what, we had one day where we went through four of those things, and if you know how expensive they are. And it was just in the beginning, we saw a lot of Mako shark bites, and that's what it was. We were just getting annihilated by them.
Big Makos.
Yeah. But, you know, it was a fun way to fish for the people. I think they had a lot of fun with it, you know, because it's, you know, especially when you're on a yacht, people, I don't know what it is about trolling. They get on the boat so many times. Hey, are we going to troll today? Well, I don't know. Catch anything on the troll.
But this year we did.
But yeah, absolutely. We're going to be trolling.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's kind of cool. You're going to think you're traveling.
But it's fun to hear the clicker go off.
Yeah.
Corinne, did you get out on the boat a lot this summer?
I did not.
No?
I usually do.
Yeah.
We spend time on the water together, but this year I didn't.
You used to swordfish with Todd, right?
I did.
Yeah. Go ahead and step right up to that mic there.
Yeah, she spent a lot of time swordfishing with me.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Our favorite times together.
That's cool.
Yeah. And what type of swordfish? Stick boat or deep drop? Or?
No, harpoon. You know,
harpoon.
The deep drop really wasn't in the picture back then when Kren and I were swordfishing. You know, Flager and the research team there in Chugy, those guys were all trying to get it together, you know.
Yeah.
We were tagging swordfish, and we were doing some stuff to kind of understand that opportunity of deep drop swordfishing, but it wasn't in the picture yet. So we were just, it was straight harpoon swordfishing, just having a ball too.
Do you ever get out on the plank?
I did not, actually.
No.
And we were out for about a week at a time together in the past. And hopefully, if we do get back out, I will get the opportunity.
You want to get the stick one?
Yes, and we need to get our two younger boys out there because they, at the time, you know, they weren't born yet.
Yeah.
So.
How old are they now?
16, excuse me, 15 and 17.
And 17, so perfect age.
Yeah, right.
Get on
no
the plank, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great boys. You know, they asked me because I was moving stuff out of the shed the other day, and I've got baskets of swordfish gear and balls and, you know, darts, and I've got, you know, quiver of harpoons on the side of the house, and
the boys always ask, Dad, are we ever going to go do this?
Yeah.
Well, maybe when fuel's not $7 a gallon and there's more than one here and there, you know.
Well, it's an exhilarating experience that they need to.
She got to do it, right? Yeah, exactly.
She got to do it when they were floating pretty good, you know. It was a little bit different.
It was top of the game back
then. Yeah, John Freese really stopped by the world headquarters here yesterday afternoon after I got back from Michigan, and he was talking about sighting fish for you there in Dana Point back in the day.
First swordfish that I stuck on the Cypolaris, John Freese was flying for us.
Wow.
That's cool.
What a great guy.
Wow. How about Tom Green? Did he fly for you?
No, Tom didn't fly for us. He flew for Lasley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he flew for Lasley a little bit. And I had Jeff Luboff flying for me most of the time. Rest in peace, Jeff. He was a great pilot. Talk about getting out on a leash, though, man. There'd be times where you just lose track of your pilot. You know, we always tried to keep our eyes on, especially back when it was – when it was profitable to have an airplane in the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was times where we'd have a dozen or more airplanes flying in an area, you know, with a dozen boats.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Wow.
And the fish are in the area that they're in.
And there's a couple prime altitudes, you know. Yeah. A lot of guys fly around 11.
Got pretty competitive.
You know? So it got pretty competitive, you know. And they all communicate. They're all on the aircraft radio talking to each other. But, you know, it was customary for the guys on the boat, at least one guy, to try to keep an eye on your pilot, you know, at least know where he's at. Hey, I got one. Okay, well, where are you? Yeah. We said, where are you? A lot to Jeff because he was 10 miles away from us. You know, he'd get out on a long leash, but, man, that guy could hunt, man. He could find them.
That's cool.
Him and Carl, man, those guys were just incredible pilots.
And Carl Savonis is still flying.
He's still flying.
Yeah.
Still flying. Still finding them.
Yeah. Do you miss those days?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Corinne,
just talking about it right now.
Yeah, you can see,
makes you
want to
hear
in both your voices. That's
the
cool.
The excitement back there was nothing like
high adrenaline.
The adrenaline, the thrill of the hunt, getting up in the morning, and he'd be up, you know, in the crow's nest, looking through his gyros, and just the throttle going.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm climbing up the ladder, and my legs are just...
She knew when I find one.
Full Superman off that ladder, and I'm holding on for dear life.
She'd
getting
climb
ready
up
to
and
go.
She'd get that halfway
I mean, it was
mark.
Just amazing.
She'd lay up on the roof and watch everything go down. The day that I realized I was going to ask her to marry me, we had stuck a handful of fish, and we had this one tanker dressed out like 4 1/4 and just didn't want to, you know, just didn't want to give up. So we're going to war with this thing, and I had me and a kid named Ryan both pulling on this thing. Normally we don't because we're so in fear of this thing pulling off, you know, but it was coming on or it was coming off. We were getting tired of this, and I got Luboff flying in a circle over the top of me, and she's standing, she's kind of leaning over the roof there looking down at us, and we're pulling on this fish, and we finally get a gaff in it, and I reach behind me and I grab the finishing tool.
Yeah.
and when I finished this fish, a little bit of it kind of splashed up into the air and came back down and landed in her hair, and I thought, oh, this is it. She ain't gonna like that. And then all I hear is, that was awesome.
So there you go.
I looked over, all right, will you marry me? I'm
going
to marry her.
That's awesome. Cool. So you're talking about pulling. Okay, so the process commercial swordfish fishing from the plank would be you stick the fish first, and then what happens?
Yeah, sure. So if you guys have never seen us do it, the way that we soak a fish is we get out there, we harpoon this fish. The dart is actually it slides onto the end of a luling iron. The luling iron is 3/8 cold rolled steel, and we usually use about a 21-inch piece of cold rolled steel for our luling iron. That dart just slips on. Then there's through the belly of the dart, there's 1/4-inch nylon rope that makes a little tag, circular tag, and then we basically tie a uni knot to that, to another tag line that's about 45 feet long, 5/16, and then that is spliced into 3/8 or 1/2-inch manila, or some guys use nylon, and typically about 600 feet of that. So you've got basically 600 feet of gear going into the water, and then attached to that we use 4 balls. Back in my day, we called them 100-fathom balls. So these are smaller balls. They're about maybe 12 inches in circumference. and they can withstand the atmospheric pressures of 100 fathoms. So if a fish takes one down that deep, they're not going to implode.
Uh-huh.
So 100 fathom ball. So we got 400 fathom balls. And then attached to that, we have the flag and a 30 fathom ball, which is a ball that's about 18 inches.
You ever had one of those go down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No kidding.
All wow.
I've had a 140-pound fish take every bit of gear down.
And how far would they go down?
As far as they can handle it until they either rip off or they come back up. So, yeah. I've had them stay down for 4 or 5 minutes and, you know, either rip out or, oop, there's that flag again.
Really?
And trucking. I stuck one when you're... that went actually hit his spine underneath the dorsal fin and came back up and just basically just gave him a piercing. I mean, didn't do anything, just pierced it
through the meat.
And this fish, I mean, swam all day long. So it
think about the pressure behind it. They're just
you're
badass.
Circle around all your other fish.
Yeah.
Wait, come back, check your dye marker.
No, check your buoys, check your flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check, and so you just like, what, depending on where you hit the fish, would be how long they'd last. Is that right, Corinne?
So when these fish swim down, when we harpoon a swordfish, a lot of people think, oh, it's that, you know, and it is somewhat the wound, you know, of harpooning, or it's 600 feet of, you know, soaked vanilla line towing it around.
What's the longest you ever?
14 hours.
14 hours after sticking one?
Swim, yeah. Still swimming. Yeah.
And it was still there.
Flashers and radar reflectors on them, and and there's days where you don't want to pull on them hard enough to pull them off because you need the fish so bad just to keep ahead of the game. It's expensive to go harpoon sword fishing.
Yeah,
but
and the fish is worth a lot of money.
The fish is worth a lot of money, but really, what happens if you think about it? If we've got 600 feet of gear and that fish goes down 600 feet, what would happen to the human body if we went down 600 feet and had a hole in our body? Well, the nitrogen levels in our blood would change so rapidly that we'd be dead in a second.
Yeah.
Same thing. You put a hole in a submarine, it's going to make problems.
Oh.
So when that fish takes that gear down and gets down that depth, it doesn't take long. It's over.
Okay.
It's over really fast. So it's very, you know.
I never thought of it like that. It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. But if we have really high and strong thermoclines and you stick a fish and he gets down, he goes, nope, I ain't going down. Or he's got a really full swim bladder and it hasn't been a great shot and he just wants to stay up swimming, it could be all day. You could be on that fish for a while.
Wow.
So does that kind of simplify it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully you understand.
Yeah.
It all depends on what that fish does when he's stuck. It's not always the wound. These things are gladiators, man. I buttoned them in every section of their body and had them just monsters. I mean, just everything they've got. Nick and, you know, hearts and stuff, and they still go.
They still go.
They still go. Yeah,
cool
they're
fish.
Tough fish. Yeah, that's why it's, you know.
Gladiator to the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Todd Manser and Corinne.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or shoot us a text. The text the show option has become hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to send your text in to Todd is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get on your iPhone, on your Android. Just search Let's Talk Hookup in your app store and it'll pop right through. And it's the only way you can send a text message. Also, you can listen to all the archive shows. If you missed yesterday's show with Captain Taro, you can listen to it on your drive home from work tomorrow. It's pretty cool on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you do send your text questions in, make sure you include your contact info, because if you win the prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get a hold of you and get it back to you. And what a prize it is. Again, so stoked having Todd in here today. One lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. And it's a really cool prize. You get a gift certificate good for any pair of Costas up to a $300 value. Callers and texters are both eligible. The way we give the prize away at the end of the show is we've got our celebrating coin flip. It's got a T on one side for the texters, a C for the callers, and we'll get one potential winner from each side and flip a coin and find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of good Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, I'm stoked to have this man. What a fun window into a bit of fishing that I'm fascinated by, know nothing about. Like, I just dug that. That was awesome. You know, the story you're telling, you know, feels like you're on the boat, you know, chasing one down. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Todd. Todd, you date back many, many years at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah, right? I've been down at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for 44 years now.
Wait a minute, you're not that old, are you?
43 years.
Wow.
44 years, yeah.
Well, how long did your dad have a fish market?
So we still have the fish market. My dad sadly passed away this year. He passed away in March. We've had the fish market since 1980.
1980, wow.
Yeah,
so John's Fish Market, right?
Yeah.
Right there next to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Right next to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. But just before we bought Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, I started working for Oscar Simon. I can't even get all the words out now. Oscar Simon on the Cy Polaris, 1978.
That's wow. Awesome.
And did you mostly ran six-pack boats out of Dana Wharf?
So, no, I didn't. In fact, I started on the Cy Polaris as an operator, but before that, I worked on the Seahorse, the Clemente, you know, I worked on all their sport boats, but I also worked for Mike Thompson. In 1983, I was down here, you know, right where I'm standing right now, looking down at all these San Diego sport boats. I worked on the Tradition, the Champ. I did the maiden voyage in 1984, when Joe Dunn purchased the Spirit of Adventure. I did a lot of different things, and then I came back and I ended up, you know, when I turned 19, getting my operator's license, and that's when the opportunity came up on the Cy Polaris, and I was deckhand in the 70s, and in the 80s I ended up being the owner.
That was a sport boat, or was it a commercial boat?
So it was a sport boat, and we carried 20 passengers. We had a COI on that boat, certificate of inspection, carried 20 passengers, and until around 1989 or maybe 1990 that we saw an opportunity with that boat to turn it into a swordfish boat. And at that time, I had also transitioned from, and I needed a little bit more annual income. So, you know, having a charter boat that ran 4 or 5 months out of the year just wasn't cutting it. And Don Hansen, Mike Hansen, Jody Tyson came and asked me if I wanted to be the full-time operator of the Sum Fund. Now, if you guys don't know this, there's a lot of history behind the Sum Fund in my family. So my dad ran the Sum Fund in the late 60s, early 70s.
Really?
From the San Clemente Pier to Dana Ware Sport Fishing.
Wow.
And he also ran the Clemente. I ran the Sum Fund from 91 to 97. And in 1997, the boat was chartered by a wonderful man by the name of Barton Boyd, that most people know by the name Bo Boyd, who owned all the Captain Hook boats. He was the CEO of Consumer Products of Walt Disney. He chartered the boat to come out and meet and greet Todd Manser and give me an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, cool.
And so I went
That's where I first met you.
That's when you first met me. So I went from the Sum Fund to running the fastest sport fisher on the West Coast.
Oh, so cool.
I was 29 years old.
That boat was so awesome.
I remember at first running that boat because, I'd driven nine-knot boats my whole life. You know, nothing over 9 knots. God, if you hit 10, you were going downswell, and it wasn't worth being out. And now I'm on a boat that cruised at 26.
And Todd liked going fast.
Yeah. And I liked going fast.
Yeah, he did.
But the cool thing was diesel was only $1 a gallon.
Yeah. It's like no big deal, right?
It was no big deal.
And Bo didn't mind it. It's like, go, let's get there, yeah.
Gosh, what an... I mean, we had an operation. God, we had some great times with you and Marty. God, we knocked it.
Did you ever get to go?
I did.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
I mean, in the very, very beginning of the year, we got to be a part of it with you and with Marty.
Yeah, with Marty, yeah.
We were running 7 days a week. We had Steve Babbage, which everybody knew as the Bear, booking charters. And, man, he could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Oh, for sure. And
this guy had that boat booked. I mean, there was times when I finally went up to him and I go, listen, I'm human. I need days off.
Yeah. You need to slow down.
You need to slow down. The boat needs a day off.
Yeah.
This is a multi-million-dollar yacht, and we're running 7 days a week, and we're doing, you know, turnaround overnight trips, fishing albacore. We ran that white sea bass special every season where we for, like, I think it was like $1,950. It was all-inclusive, tackle, food, everything.
The catering
on there was just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And everything was first class.
Send us out at 9 o'clock at night to go stare at the water and wait for squid to float or wait for Tommy Holland or somebody to come and bait us up and then, you know.
I remember those days, you know, being down in a nice, comfortable bunk. It was like, hey, is it floating yet? Nope. Let's go back down to the bunk. Yeah,
I'll never forget the day that Sean Burke's a great friend of mine, like a brother. He runs the Pelikia. But I'll never forget this. He came up to me. We were sitting there at Ben Wesson and waiting for squid to float, just, you know, hoping to get it done early so we could go get on the hook somewhere more comfortable because, you know, that uphill current just kind of meets with that swell coming out of the northwest at Ben Wesson. So many times you're just sitting there in the trough just getting your
nose
rocked out of your head. And he comes up and he goes, hey, Todd, I just want to tell you, I won't be here next year. And his career on the Pelikia started the next season.
That's funny. And he's still there.
And he's still there.
That's cool. That's awesome. Well, hey, the phones are packing up. The texts are packing up. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's start it off with Ed. He's calling us from Burton Shore. Ed, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Very interesting. I got a story about Broadville. And it goes back to the old days. I'm 80 years old. Used to be a lifeguard in San Diego for Bob Shea, Pat Shea's older brother that played for the Chargers. Pat did. But anyway, I had a little 29-foot sailboat. My wife and I, we weren't married then. We're San Clemente Island. And there's a boat sitting out there, and it's world famous. And there was a restaurant in San Diego, you may remember, called World Famous. And it was run by Fox Estrada. And these two guys, the two brothers that were lifeguards before me but were legends, Cheraspe brothers, they were on the boat and they were barbecuing. They had their two sons there. And so there were probably four or five on board. And I got in a little Sabot that I had as a dinghy and rowed over And they said, come on aboard. And I told them I knew Fox. And they said, well, here, we're eating the cheeks of the swordfish, the best food. And I said, really? And I didn't know that, but I was a diver and dove all the islands and abalone and raised my kids on the abalone and all that stuff. But anyway, so they said, yeah. And they had abalone there, and they had some lobster and a little fire on their little stove they had on deck in the back open area. And so anyway, make a long story short, they say, you want to see some broadbill? Well, you got to couple up forward. And I said, really? And so they had them on salt, and I went up there and looked, and both are big. I would say they're probably 150 to 250 pounds, something like that. Anyway, so I said, gee, that's amazing. I said, what about the sharks when you stab them? He said, sharks don't miss with broadbill. And now that's where I'm standing on. And what do you guys say to that? Sharks don't mess with broadbill.
You know,
you ever lose one to a shark?
I have not. I know guys that have, but I personally, out of the hundreds of swordfish that I've had that I've harvested from the ocean, I have never had one taken by a shark. Now, I can give you an explanation of that. And there are times where guys do have, a make or something come up and take a piece of a swordfish. But when we harpoon swordfish, typically those fish immediately start charging back down to deep water. Again, like I explained, we're fishing with, typically 600 feet of gear. Lasley fished with 400 feet a lot. He liked to fish with nylon. But he went to that, they're coming on or coming off situation on a lot of those fish, but when you're fishing with 400 feet, or if you're fishing with 600 feet, our predator sharks don't go that deep.
Okay,
so they're not down there.
Yeah,
they're up in the upper water columns.
So by the time he's done, you guys are pulling him in.
Yeah. Now you might have one come up and try to bite it while you're pulling a fish, and he's floating next to the boat, but they're not down there trying to eat them while they're soaking.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah,
very very rare. I've never had one. I never had one eaten. My dad did.
Yeah.
I had a few.
But not very often.
But my dad got to fish in 1979 where they literally left
the harbor. There's a lot of both of them.
They left the harbor every morning, and they drove by swordfish because they wanted to get to the top end of it. And they'd get up there towards the rigs, or they'd get up there towards the kelp farm. And then they would turn the boat down swell, and they would put 15 to 18 pieces of gear in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
They'd end up at San Onofre, Box Canyon area right there. And then they would... About halfway, they put the skiff in the water, and the skiff,
have to haul
the skiff man would go back up and start pulling the top end, and then you'd go back up to the middle, meet the skiff guy, put him on the boat, and then you'd pull back to the other end.
Wow.
That's what 78 was like. Wow. 78 was like, I got one. Okay, I got him. And you drop your glasses, you look over, and he's not looking at where you're looking at. He's looking at another.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the calls. A good short story.
Sort of. What a fun one.
Hey, Big Dave from Ladera Ranch says, hey, what's your max load, and how much does it cost, and do you have loaner gear?
So we provide all of our tackle, and we have tackle for every situation and for every type of angler. These days, I've been product testing for Akuma for over a decade now. We have amazing gear. If you haven't heard of the Makaira, you're not fishing enough. The Makaira is
it's
the best reel on the market in my book. So for all of our bluefin tuna, we're fishing Makairas. For topwater stuff, now I don't know if you've seen this, Peter Rick, but we've got the Makaira spinning reel. So it's basically a cam system spinning reel. So you know how you set up a cam on your lever drag reels. Same theory, but now put that on the top of a spinning reel. So we've got tremendous drag pressure. And this last season, we boated our biggest fish on the popper with a spinning rod, which was 135 pounds, and that was boated by my deckhand, Travis. The video kind of went a little viral because you got to hear me screaming at the top of my lungs with a few profanities at my deckhand for gaffing a fish and having it rip out of his hand. Because I wanted that one on the boat so bad. It was really cool, to get one of those.
A popper.
That big on the spinner. But the spinners became very popular. So we've got spinner you know, gear for, you know, for bass fishing, for yellowtail, for Dorado. And then we've got, you know, low profiles. We've got, you know, your conventional star drags. We've got everything that you could imagine on the boat to use. And it's all Akuma, and it's all of our top-of-the-line product that we provide, you know, for sale. And so if you ever wanted to come out and just kind of see what it is, you want to charter a boat. Now, if you want to charter the boat, we only carry six people. And that's not because of the size of the boat. The boat's 65 feet. Yeah, we could carry easily, you know, 10, 12, 15, 18 people. But it's the way that we insure the boat. So you hear the term six-pack. Well, six-pack is an uninspected vessel. We still comply with all the life-saving equipment, flares, charts, light lists, survival rafts, fire systems, extinguishers. Everything is still in compliance, but we're only a six-pack. And then the way that we're insured is for six passengers. So a six-pack is really comes down to it, complying with the regulations of the Coast Guard for passengers for hire for six-pack. But then it really is the insurance company saying you can carry six.
Right. Six, period.
It's six,
but
period.
It's super comfortable on that big boat
for six. Very comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. It allots for the comfortability for six people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just gets
plenty of room.
Right.
No elbow room.
Yeah. So this year, come January 2023, we will be raising our prices again because, unfortunately, the
fuel?
Price of fuel has just – it just made it really, really tough. So we work on a profit share down in Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And so our harbor gets a percentage. You know, we pay percentages. And then we pay for fuel. And then we pay for bait and pay for crew. And it's, you know.
How much crew do you carry?
We carry, on our five-to-fives now, we're carrying two.
Okay.
So on a half.
You plus two.
Now, me plus two.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, geez.
Well, when I tell you what you're going to pay, you want two people.
Yeah.
You want top of the line. So right now what we were charging would just be shy of $6,000 for the day.
Okay.
And that includes, you know, hot breakfast, that includes lunch, snacks, fish cleaning, tackle, and, you know, me burning about 525 gallons of fuel a day.
Yeah.
And then my percentage.
But you're going where the fish are.
But I'm going where we'll have to go.
Yeah.
So,
you're
going to
be comfortable in top of the line service doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm
going to
try, you know, I'm going to try as hard as I can.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We put in everything, put in 110%. We're going to have to come up a little bit because we weren't really, even at that price, we weren't making any money because the fuel cost is
sure.
It's just killing us, you know. And the problem is, you know, we can run for a certain cost and make a little bit of money in this business. And you guys need to appreciate what all of us are doing out here is, you know, charter boat operators, owners, captains, crew. It's, you know, it's not a get-rich scheme, you know.
No, it's not.
This is the love
of
life.
For the love of it.
Yeah, this is
for
the love of it. And I've been doing it for a long time. And I'm truly blessed to be, you know, where I'm at in this industry and to be able to do what I've done in this industry. But the price, you know, the cost of operating is so high. And when we get to this point where now where we're on this teeter-totter right now of just barely making enough money to get by these fuel prices, well, we lose a bait pump. You know, I lose a water pump.
Right.
I lose a bilge pump switch, and I'm in the red.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so we got to make a few changes.
Making enough to survive isn't making enough.
No, it's just not. And so they're making it a lot tougher for us. And maybe somebody will bring up today, you know, the things that we can do to help our industry. You know, we can talk about, you know, 30-30. We can talk about the rockfish fishery.
Yeah.
We can talk about a lot of things.
There's another thing that's threatening the industry right now is this new fuel thing.
Yeah.
With
totally.
Going to go to this biofuel stuff and do away with red dye diesel, which is going to really cost some serious bucks. And that's ridiculous because you can't even get the fuel.
Right.
Yeah. So it's California.
Yeah,
it's
no
California,
doubt it is.
Man.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to include a catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. Your phone calls and texts, too. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And we could talk about Tranks this time of the year because bass fishing, it's time.
Yeah, it's just everything that that thing covers. Like you say, with the addition of all the small Tranks, the 300 and 400, I love that 400 for weedless fishing, the 300 for a leadhead and swim bait. And if you're doing shallow water rockfish fishing, again, that Tranks 400, perfect reel, level line, lots of torque, small, yeah, fits in your hand, load it with skinny Power Pro, great reel.
Yeah, I know you took Wyatt up for his first haircut with a sports barber there.
Wow.
This,
yeah,
week, and Uncle Al uses Tranks,
yeah, no
along
doubt,
with other things there. Yeah, he wouldn't go anywhere else.
It's the perfect local reel for that. And,
yeah.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, it's an easy-to-cast reel, centrifugal brake system. It makes it very easy, even if a person has kind of lesser experience with casting a conventional reel. You can dial the brakes up, make it just about foolproof,
yep,
and then as that angler increases their skill set, you can back it off and really see the performance.
And if you want to catch big fish, Tranks 500, man. It's amazing. The line of reels that you can have with the Shimano Tranks is endless.
You got it.
This is Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Todd. What a great show.
Yeah, really, really fun. I want to say a couple of big happy birthdays out there. First, the big guy, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Hey, happy birthday, Frank.
A big birthday for him. And big 7-0 for Mr. C, John Christensen from Bornholm Seafoods.
Right on.
Happy birthday, John, and
birthday,
hope
JC.
You guys have a lot of fun today, and enjoy your happy day for sure. Well, speaking of happy days, let's find out what's biting.
Yeah, let's head on up to the home of the boardroom. We're going to Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line, and today this catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hook, Gamakatsu got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. Let's talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going up there? Good stuff this morning.
Having fun. You know this guy we have in here?
What's up,
Grin? As a matter of fact, I do. He used to sign my time card.
Oh, you're really dating yourself now, huh?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Good times, man. Back in those late 90s, El Ninos. Holy cow, man.
Yep.
Some good times on a Sun Fun with Todd, no doubt.
Absolutely.
And with the Sunshine, man.
Yep.
Dude, that boat's got some Mancer history. I heard you guys talking about it earlier. So, good stuff. Well, hey, up here, you know, we had a good week. Our water temperature this time of year, it's been kind of funky. It's been fluctuating both ways of 60 degrees. You know, some days it's down in that high 50s, 58. Other days it's like 61 and a half. So, it's kind of done a little bit of weirdness to the half-day fishing. But, you know, the half-day fishing kind of all over the place. Some days, you know, with the warmer water, the shallows have been biting a little bit better. Other days when the water's a little cooler, they've been out a little bit deeper, 15 to 20 fathom with the sinkers, catching some sand bass and some sculpin out on some of those deeper spots. And then some good sheephead too, you know, getting around that lobster gear with a piece of shrimp is a good way to catch a nice sheephead. So those guys have been catching some nice ones there on the edge of the trap lines and stuff like that on those half-day trips. Three-quarter day right now, we're still on that rockfish hunt. Some great days earlier in the week. gosh, it seems our little stretch of coast is really temperamental with uphill current. It doesn't bite very good when we're out in that deeper water. We had some good downhill current earlier in the week, and that stuff was biting phenomenal. And then the last 2 days, that current switched and it started pushing up. So things got a little bit tricky. But midweek, some good boccaccio fishing for those guys fishing the 100 and 120-gram Colt Sniper. Right, allow those guys to fish up a ways off the bottom and that juicy part of the water column there. And then some good bag filling with the white fish, and we're starting to see some of that sculpin kind of move into the hard bottom. You know, that stuff comes out of the mud and settles in that deeper hard bottom when the water starts to cool off. So starting to see some of that stuff move in as well in those zones down there off San Onofre. And then earlier in the week, some six-pack action. The current was over at Catalina. Captain Brandon runs that boat. He had some good bass action there, and he found a nice little stretch of tight, shallow beach. It had some halibut in it. They wanted to bite. They ended up, I think, with six halibut for their efforts for their passengers in their type of island. And then Daniel, who runs a little Parker four-pack boat, called the Second Chance. He had some good cod fishing for his guys. Little family group out, just little half-day deal. Nice ling cod, and filled the bags with some real nice rockfish for their group. So we're still doing it. We're still on it. We're looking forward to this next week. A little bit of funky weather that we're going to have to kind of navigate around. But I will also tell you guys, we're having a banger sale on our gift certificates. It ends tomorrow night, but 40% off on, packs of gift certificates to get you out half-day fishing, three-quarter-day fishing, or even whale watching. Now's the time to jump onto our website, go to our gift certificate page, and take advantage of this opportunity. It's a killer deal. So check us out at danawarf.com, or you can always check us out on Instagram. That'll take you right over to that gift certificate link, or you can hit us there on the Let's Talk Cook page, too, and that'll wink you right up and take you over to our page as well.
So what's the deal again?
40% off, up to 40% off on, active gift certificates that are good value-wise for half day and three-quarter day.
Wow. That's awesome. And how long is a gift certificate good for?
Well, you get a code, and it's, because it's a gift certificate, it has a value forever. So you just turn it in and redeem the code and go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just get it and go.
If there's an
get it and go. Yep.
Yeah. 40% off. How do you turn that down?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty cool about the halibut there that those guys caught over there at Catalina too. And we've got the halibut derby starting up here pretty soon. January.
Yeah, that'll start in January.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll start
a month away.
January.
And how long does that run?
That will run. I believe it runs through May. I got to double check on that one. Might be a little bit longer. I think it's 5 months. So
that's awesome.
Wow.
That's every Friday and every Friday and every Sunday, right?
Yeah, Friday, Sunday, we have those
dedicated
drift trips. Specific. Like, that's all we're doing is targeting halibut. But last year's winner, like, we have this deal where you can buy into the halibut derby on any open party trip. So the guy that won it last year bought a $5 buy-in, was out on a three-quarter day with us while we were drifting rockfish.
That's cool.
And ended up catching a 25-pounder out there while we were drifting cod. So
you could buy the 40% off on the gift certificates and go fish the halibut derby in January.
I like it.
There you go. I think you could do that on an open party trip. Yep, I don't think they would take them on the halibut trip.
The derby boat. So every
So the derby boat is different than the open party.
It is. Yeah, and that's going to be on Fridays and Sundays, and that's $90 to enter. And it's a 9-hour trip, 6 to 3. And so if you want to be in that derby, that's Friday, Sundays, but you can do the open party, halibut, contest basically by buying a $5, halibut, derby ticket for your open party trip. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Why would you not throw $5 in? I mean, just
exactly.
And especially there again, you're fishing all the best halibut grounds coastal Orange County and all the islands. I mean, why would you not on any trip?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Sure appreciate your report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. That's good stuff.
Thanks, Willie.
Man.
See you later.
Willie.
All right.
Appreciate that. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. We're going to talk to the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Wow, there's a guy.
I heard the word halibut. I got a halibut story for you.
Pass a little bait back and forth from these guys in the bay.
You get a little demancer there?
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you doing, man? It's been a long time, Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of good halibut fishing around Dana, definitely. Deeper spot, and that's what we kept busy on all the time. But we got a nice catch, and we're within the same vein here, not the kind of bite we saw through the fall and the summer, but still some catches we had. Definitely a slowdown. Water temps in the low, the high 50s up north and the low 60s down below. So overall, kind of a slow week. But, you know, not much coverage, so you have to go and look yourself, you know. It's just one of those times of year where you just have to go look. You can't really trust reports because there's not too many of them. But we've definitely seen more barred perch, halibut, sea bass, sheephead, cabazon, that kind of thing. Hook, line, sink reported more barred perch catches, a few better fish, but mostly 1 pound and under, lugworms, mussel, gulp sandworms. A few legal halibut up there below Refugio were the catches this week, and that area has been pretty consistent. Wiley's reported a few legal halibut off Malibu beaches. The shop regular yesterday took a 24-inch fish off Latigo on salted anchovy, and the best halibut bait was definitely natural bait or live bait. That's just the water's cooling. That's where you go. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported slow fishing overall. A bright spot was these bait balls off the water tower right there in Seal Beach, and it just loaded with yellowfin croaker, and the guys were pitching crocodiles, cold snipers into the little melee and catching some really nice croaker. I think 5 pounds was one of the better fish. Kind of interesting. The bonita are largely gone there. They're just haven't had a catch in a week. Hogan's reported a few barred perch catches off Strand Salt Creek. Grubs, gulp, sandworms working best. Still spotting a few stray corvina. Tough to get a bite. Maybe a ghost shrimp or something. You might get lucky. And then finally, catch of the week, a 40-inch, 25-pound halibut taken near the mouth of Oceanside Harbor on a live sardine. Pete, the guys at Pacific Coast, the car hit a power line, and it knocked the power out at the shop. So the guys closed the shop, went and got the skiff, launched the skiff, and just drifted sardines in and around Oceanside Harbor and got that big fish on 12-pound test. So,
that's pretty cool.
You know, you just got to go. You don't know.
Go.
You just got to go.
Hey, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, always appreciate your great reports, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Manzer, we'll see you. Boy, you're looking like your old man. I seen a picture of you the other day. Oh, even that walk down the dock. Oh, my gosh. All right, have a good show, guys.
Thanks, Gundy.
Hey, great news. The 2023 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is now available. This year's calendar includes fantastic fishing photos, important dates, the killer daily tide charts, tips, techniques, and fishing regulations. You can pick up your calendars at tackle stores, landings, and all Turner's Outdoorsman locations, or you can order them online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
It's go time, San Diego. The Black Friday sell-a-thon is going on now. Our best selection of new Ford inventory is here. It's go time. Now get 1.9% APR for 60 months plus 1,000 retail bonus cash on a 2022 Ford F-150, Explorer, and Escape. The lots are filling up, so that means it's go time. Go to the Black Friday sell-a-thon at your San Diego County Ford dealer today. Now during the Black Friday sell-a-thon, get low leases on select 2022 and 2023 Ford vehicles. It's go time, only at your San Diego County Ford dealer.
Hurry in. It all ends November 28th. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21352. Not available on Raptor, Super Crew Tremor, and Super Crew Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 3rd, 2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have childcare, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.